Today, a House Select Committee approved the creation of a new Department of Homeland Security, which will involve the largest government reorganization in 50 years. The committee gave President Bush most of what he wants in the massive new department, although it made some changes. More are expected as the bill makes its way through the full House and Senate in the next 2 weeks. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
House leaders had one main reason for appointing a select committee on homeland security. They wanted it to be able to overcome some of the turf fights expected with any government reorganization. And that's exactly what the committee was able to do. With unusual speed, it agreed to merge the Coast Guard, the new Transportation Security Administration, the Secret Service, and numerous other agencies into a new Department of Homeland Security. The panel overturned a number of recommendations made by regular House committees last week. Several of them balked at the president's plan to create such a big new department. Nancy Pelosi of California, the ranking Democrat on the Select Committee, said she was disappointed the panel didn't take more of the committee recommendations and instead adopted the bulk of the president's plan.
This isn't about turf. It's about the separation of powers. It's about protecting the American people. Nothing further could be farther from the truth than it's about turf.
Democrats objected mostly to the elimination of committee proposals to toughen protections for the more than 170,000 workers who are expected to move to the new department. They also opposed language providing some liability protection for businesses involved in Homeland Security. Republican Rob Portman of Ohio said the Select Committee improved the president's plan.
I think we did respect the work of the standing committees, but we kept in mind our fundamental responsibility as a select committee, which is not to a particular area of government or agencies, but is to this larger picture.
The committee did reject the administration's proposal to include all of the Immigration and Naturalization Service in the new department. Instead, it agreed to keep the section of INS that deals with services, such as processing visas, in the Justice Department. The committee also agreed to give the president only some of the broad spending authority he wants for the new Secretary of Homeland Security. And it included language prohibiting a new government program called Operation TIPS that would encourage people such as utility workers and truck drivers to report any unusual activity they see while on the job. House Majority Leader Dick Armey, who chairs the Select Committee, also proposed that the December 31st deadline for installing explosive detection equipment in every airport be extended. He said it was no secret most airports don't think they can meet the deadline. He said that was what the head of Denver's airport told him in a recent conversation.
Real impossibility for that airport to meet this deadline. Not questionable. Not debatable, it's not doubtful, it is impossible, according to that director. I've seen the same testimony by the director of the O'Hare Airport in Chicago. We cannot do it.
Democrats initially said they didn't think the deadline should be extended, but they later agreed to give airports an additional year to install the explosive detection equipment. The committee rejected Democrats' efforts to preserve broad civil service and collective bargaining rights for workers who moved to the new agency. Martin Frost is a Democrat from Texas.
We want these people, the employees, to work hard. We want them to have the proper morale. We are asking them to take on a very tough job. And they should have the same protections that everyone else who works for the federal government has.
But Republicans say the administration needs flexibility in moving workers around to respond to the threat of terrorism. The full House is expected to vote on the measure next week, and some committee chairmen will have another chance to make changes. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.